City of Fayetteville's fixing up Cato Springs Road on the southern edge of town, the narrow two-lane street which connects U.S. Highway 71 to Razorback Road, with steep dirt ditches on either side, had seen better days. But with a sprawling new university research park just east of here, the Cato Springs Road corridor, like many around northwest Arkansas, is being improved. Former Fayetteville Police Chief Richard Watson, who worked for the city for 35 years, built a 1,200-square-foot home on the corner of Cato Springs Road and Klein Streets 40 years ago.
It's unsettling to have someone come in, take away many feet of your property or however much it is, several hundred feet, and offer you a ridiculous amount.
The long, narrow parcel next to Cato Springs Road, which will hold telephone, water, and gas lines, comes within 10 feet of his house. It will also be restricted. Watson said he was fairly compensated for a property right-of-way to expand the road, but really had to struggle to get reasonable value for the general utility easement.
I think the city engineer needs to have his tail end jerked up and made to deal with the city's people on a lot better and more friendly basis.
The city of Fayetteville declined talking on the record, but Watson claimed it took many phone calls to get answers. In the end, he had to hire an attorney to represent his interests and ended up settling out of court. David Druding's also upset. He owns Summercorn Foods, a now-shuttered packaged soy foods factory on Cato Springs Road on the corner of Vale Street, the amber-colored adobe complex built in 1991. With its signature hand-carved wooden front door was designed by architect Albert Skiles. Although the building is currently used as storage, Druding remains protective of the place, historically the site of a busy 19th century train depot and cafe.
The area that we're standing right now has been called historically the Fayette Junction area of Fayetteville.
The only thing that remains from that era is a 133-year-old cottonwood tree, which shades the Summercorn building. When Druding learned several years back the city planned to dig an 8-foot-deep trench easement on his property close to the tree, he staged a campaign to stop it. The trench was moved further south. Druding's among 37 residents and businesses along Cato Springs Road who received notification from the city of Fayetteville to secure right-of-ways, permanent and general utility easements, as well as temporary construction easements. Most have struck some sort of agreement with the city of Fayetteville, except David Druding. He's itching for a fight, but not initially.
The total square footage that the city was requiring for this project was a little over 4,000 square feet. The majority of it was for the general utility easement, is how it's worded in the offer letter. For that part of the property, they were not offering what they call full appraisal value. They were offering a percentage of the appraisal value, which at that point, you know, I have no knowledge or background, and I thought, well, okay, that's the way it's done. And I believe they offered me 33%. I've now found that it's often 25%.
Like former police chief Watson, David Druding said he was offered full appraisal value for a road improvement right-of-way, but much less for a general utility easement. After consulting with several land use attorneys who told him that's not how other Northwest Arkansas cities do business, he declined the deal.
The city of Fayetteville should not be the only city that does not offer full market value compensation to its impacted property owners.
Fayetteville City Attorney Kit Williams declined an interview because the city's taking action against David Druding. But in a response to an email query for this story, Mike Bender, Public Works Director for the City of Bentonville, replied that it's typical for easement compensation to be valued at 25 to 35% of full market value, precisely because the owner retains full ownership and use of the property. One other municipal attorney, however, who declined being identified for this report, did say on the record they don't discount easements, choosing instead to pay full market value. And that leaves the city of Springdale. Springdale City Attorney Jeff Harper.
There's no law in Arkansas that says that you have to give full value. But we've even had a judge that said it was his opinion. Now, it didn't go to court, you know, but it was his opinion that it would be full value. And when we have land appraised, we have an appraiser go out, and I've looked at and reviewed a number of his appraisals, and usually he leaves a value that the land is still worth to the owner. In other words, taking the general utility easement definitely constitutes damages, but usually he says because they're left with the use of the property that it's not 100% compensation. We have settled several cases by giving full value for the utility easement. So I would say we don't have a definite practice on the value. It's just basically negotiable.
But rarely as low as 25%, Harper said. Still, a growing number of vocal property owners like David Druding claim the city of Fayetteville purposely discounts general utility easements.
What I really want, and which I don't think until it's more than just me requesting it, I want the city to change their procedure when they are entering into eminent domain condemnation with property owners. I want them to offer the same thing that other cities do, and I want them to offer just compensation for the property that's being taken. And I do not believe that they are doing that presently.
As for former police chief Richard Watson, he ended up settling with the city of Fayetteville.
And I had to hire an attorney, had to hire an appraiser. And these are expensive, whether you've gotten that business or not. The city ultimately, after we furnished an appraisal of what the property is really worth, they had to pay more than twice the amount just to get me to settle with them that they initially offered.
That's because in Arkansas, property rights are almost a sacred thing.
In fact, our laws have been cited nationally, and our constitutional provision cited nationally as being some of the most protective for private property owners.
Mark Hayes, general counsel for the Arkansas Municipal League, says it's written into our Constitution.
Effectively, what it says is that private property rights are above all others in the state. And that is an amazing proclamation in the law, and it gives private property owners huge protection in this state that you won't find in other states.
But when it comes to municipal utility easements, there apparently is no clear formula in Arkansas.
My understanding of the law is that each one of those things gets looked at very specifically as related to the circumstances it's in.
So what it boils down to is if a property loses or gains value because of a municipal project, how it ends up being restricted, and a city's preferred easement formula. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.